Now first, to the line acknowledgement. We would like to recognize that while we gather at California State University East Bay, located in Hayward, California, we are gathered on the ethno-historic tribal territory of the intermarried Halkeen, Yurigan, Chechenyo, Ohlone-speaking tribal group, who are the direct ancestor of some of the lineages enrolled in the Muwatmo Ohlone tribe of the San Francisco Bay Area, and who are missioned into Mission San Francisco, Santa Clara, and San Jose. It is important that we not only recognize the history of the land, of the Halkeen Yurigan, on which we gather to learn and participate, but also recognize that the first people of this region, the Muwatma Ohlone people, are alive and thriving members of the Hayward and broader Bay Area communities today. It is of great importance to acknowledge the significance of the Jose Huarep, beautiful land to the indigenous Muwatma Ohlone people of this region. We ask everyone who attends or visits Cal State University East Bay in Hayward to be respectful of the Aboriginal lands of the Muwatma Ohlone people and, consistent with their principles of community and diversity, strive to be good stewards on behalf of the Muwatma Ohlone tribe on whose land you are their guests. All right, now we're moving on to roll call.
For sure. Casey?
Present.
Matthias here. Harsh?
Here.
Yashika?
Here.
John?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
James Carroll? And Eric Barrio?
Present.
All right, next we move on to action item approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion? Harsh?
I, Harsh, approve to move the motion.
Move to approve the agenda.
All
right, do I have a second?
I'm a fast MC second.
Okay.
Opposition.
Are there any oppositions? Next, we move on to action item approval of minutes of June 10th, 2026. Do I have a motion?
I'm Matthias Dempsey. Move to approve the minutes of June 10th, 2026.
Right. Do I have a second?
Yashika, about second.
Any opposition? Okay, the has passed. Next, we move on to public comment. Public comment is intended as a time for any member of the public to address the committee on any issues affecting ASI and or the California State University East Bay. Is there anyone for public comment? No. All right. Next, we move on to unfinished items. We don't have any unfinished items, so we will be moving on to new business items. So action item A is oath of office. Avelina Arnold will be taking the oath of office for the position of Director of Wellness and Recreation. So I can have Avelina move to the front. We don't really have that. Okay. All right, I'm going to have you repeat after me, okay? So I, your full name, as duly elected representative of Associate Students Incorporated.
I, Evelina, as
what? As duly elected representative.
As duly elected representative of Associate Students Incorporated.
Of California State University East Bay.
Of California State University East Bay.
Do swear that I will faithfully fulfill the duties of this office as provided by the established bylaws.
Do swear that I will faithfully fulfill the duties of this office as provided by the established bylaws.
I will strive to establish representative government.
I will strive to establish representative government.
Maintain academic freedom.
Maintain academic freedom.
And defend student rights.
And defend student rights.
I will work towards the strengthening of our cooperation between the Associated Students Incorporated, Board of Directors, and the administration.
I will work towards the strengthening of the cooperation between the Associated Students Incorporated, Board of Directors, and the administration.
And work towards bettering my leadership qualities and scholastic standards.
And work towards bettering my leadership qualities and scholastic standards.
With these thoughts in mind, I shall set my final goals to the betterment of the California State University East Bay Associated Students Incorporated.
With these thoughts in mind, I shall set my final goals to the betterment of California State University East Bay Associated Students Incorporated.
I so affirm.
I so affirm.
Okay. So, actually, we don't need a vote.
Oh.
All right, next we move on to informational item B, the 2026 to 2027 proposed timeline for vacant senator at large position. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of just outline what my plans are for the senator at large position. I've already went ahead and scheduled some interviews for three of our applicants. So they're going to be hopefully those three applicants will be finished by the end of this week. And then the application is still open until the 17th. So some people still have the chance, but we do have the priority deadline as June 17th. And then we also have those priority interviews. If they're not scheduled this week, they will be scheduled next week. And then hopefully we can have the proposed application discussion held by our next executive committee meeting. And then we will hopefully take action by our last June 30th executive committee meeting. So that way we will have them basically ready to start training with the entire board as well. Okay. All right, so moving on to special reports. We have one special report by Ms. Hayes. So I'm going to go ahead and present your information.
For sure, for sure. This is Matthias speaking. Just a few takeaways from the Penta Institute.
I kind of can't see the screen. I don't know if it's Matthias or Keith. Oh, it's Keith. My bad.
No worries. From the Penta Institute Education and Leadership Seminar, which was held at the CSU Monterey Bay campus. If you want to go to the first slide. So some key takeaways from the seminar focused on leadership. So it mainly started with leadership begins with service. So from across the different political parties, industries, and sectors, the majority of the speakers emphasize that leadership is about serving others, not about the title that you have or recognition or power. You know, leadership is not power-focused, it's service-focused. Second takeaway was that listening is a leadership skill. So in order to effectively lead constituents and groups of people, which is something we mainly have to do here as ASI officers, we have to be able to listen to students and really empathize with them and find out what their concern is. And third would be collaboration creates results. So when we think about the kind of impact that we want to have on this campus, really thinking about building meaningful collaborations and not, you know, having an individualistic mindset to our work would go a long way. If you're on the next slide. Character matters. So having integrity, being honest and accountable to your team, and exercising good judgment were consistently highlighted as some essential leadership traits. Another thing that I learned just from all the other CSSA executives is that students really want to make a difference. You know, some students are politically concerned. Some students are concerned about affordability in education, artificial intelligence, but they still remain engaged and believe they can impact their communities in positive ways. And then public service needs the next generation. So whether through government, nonprofits, advocacy, the education space, or community leadership, there is a strong need for young leaders who are willing to step forward and lead these charges. So some major themes from the Institute were the idea and concepts of service over self, civic engagement and democracy, building inclusive communities, evidence-based decision-making, consensus and problem-solving, being able to negotiate and say, you know, it's not about my way, but it's about, you know, what's best for others, and then leadership through action. So the Penta Institute reinforced a simple but powerful message. Leadership is not about waiting for a title. Leadership begins when we choose to serve, listen, and work together to solve problems. And that quote directly came from the California State Assembly Speaker, Robert Rivas. For additional information, questions, or takeaways from the seminar, please feel free to reach out to me at matthias.dempsey@csuespay.edu. That concludes this report. All right,
perfect. Thank you, Matthias. All right, so now we'll be moving on to roundtable remarks. Do we have any roundtable remarks? Yeshika?
I just wanted to say congratulations, Avelina.
I'm so excited
to have you on the board.
Thank you all so much.
Hi, so good. Alrighty. I also just wanted to say, like, thank you as a board. I think we've really came into full swing as soon as we started in June 1st. So I know that we're going to be really productive, and then I think as a team too, which is a very collaborative environment. So I really do appreciate all y'all. Thank you for showing up. Yeah. All right. Any others? No. All right. So now we're going to be moving on to adjournment. So I adjourn this meeting at 11:10 a.m.
The 10-minute time mark is crazy every single
That's
time.
That's your average. So
I know, guys.
Minutes.
That number goes by fast.
Yeah, it's quick.
Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you.
Cute. Thank you, Casey.
Yeah,
he's
out sick today.
You need anything?
Well,
so far we're good.
Okay, enjoy
it
while it lasts.
Yeah.
And once BOD, once August starts, our BOD is gonna be 2 hours.
Did you pause the race?
Oh.
No, it didn't.